Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Araw, Char. Tama. Oh my gosh. Tinhininto ko muna aking sinigang mixed diet. Dahil I am so broke, no?
Today mo brinake yung sinigang mixed diet.
Today, no? I broke my sinigang mixed fasting.
Hello, mga kapitbahay. This is Yutz.
This is Sari.
And Athena here.
Y'all are listening to
Cool Dazzers.
Hello, mga kapitbahay. Namiss mo kami.
What's up?
Lalagot. Lagot.
At tagal-tagal daw kasi nating nawala. So, nagtatampo yung mga kapitbahay. Diba? So, to start things off, yung mga kapitbahay, no? Sorry if sa hindi kami nagpakaramdam for the past 2 weeks. Medyo naging abala ang mga inday ninyo sa buhay. Kami na lang ang mga inday ninyo. Ang tunay na inday. Char. Ang number one inday ninyo. No? Which has been true, no? I don't know, sa mga close friends namin, no? You've seen yung mga updates namin for the past few weeks. Medyo apurating kami sa mga nangyayari. Medyo nahirapan na rin kami humabol sa lives, no? Manageable naman, no? Things are good in the way na we're afloat one way or another. But, you know, sometimes over the past few weeks, talaga nag-demand lang talaga ang buhay na, hoy, mag-pay attention muna kayo sa amin. Tapos sa kanya, tapos pag ano, natapos yun na kami, sa kanya siya gawing episode, di ba? And we're very much overwhelmed over your messages, yung mga nag-tag sa amin, sa mga Spotify wrap-up nila.
Oh my God, true. Alam nyo, bago mag-New Year, maipopost ko na yung Spotify rap natin. Promise!
Ano na ba? Parang nag-aabol na ba? Nag-aabol na ba na holidays before kayo mag-close na, ano, for the week, Christmas break?
Oo, grabe, sorry. 1 week kasi akong BL, no? So talagang habol-habol si girl. Naghihiyakos.
Kikahos, gaga.
Kikahos pala. Sorry. It's the COVID brain.
Tapos kami naman, ang dami na hinahabol kasi parang ang gift sa amin ng boss namin this year is parang early Christmas break, no? Tapos ang balik namin January 3 na. So,
ay, ang ganda. Kasi, very high school student. I love it.
Ano kasi, parang I think that's the gift since we were able to, you know, do a number of events this year. Okay naman. Could be better, but you know, very high naman yung margins namin. So that's a good thing, no? Kaya siguro pumakasin na nga, pwede na rin. Ganun yung boss namin. So that's an early Christmas gift from my boss, no? And speaking of early Christmas gift, mga kapitbahay, kung may gusto kayong gayahin tungkol sa gift giving, gayahin ninyo yung kapitbahay natin, si Jay. Jay na lang ang tawag natin sa kanya kasi hindi natin alam kung ano, no? Kung comfortable siya na sabihin yung pangalan niya on air. Pero siya mga kapitbahay ang gayahin ninyo sa pag-gift giving kasi binigyan niya kami yung regalo.
The letter J.
Ang kanyang love language ay gift giving. We love you po.
We love you po. Sobrang salamat.
Oo, kasi I remember nasa Batangas ako last week, diba? Tapos bigla nag-message si, ano, si Athena na, guys, check niyo yung Twitter. Akala ko may nambabashers sa amin. Sabi, ito na yun. Cancel ear na lang. Tapos yung pala may nag-message si Jay na ano, nagpapasalamat, tapos nagbigay siya ng Starbucks gift card. Yan yung mga thank you na gusto ko. Charot!
Salamat! Binusog mo ako ng isang araw, Char.
Tama. Oh my gosh. Tinhininto ko muna aking sinigang mixed diet. Dahil I am so broke, no?
today mo brinake yung sinigang mixed diet.
Today,
no?
I broke my sinigang mixed fasting.
So Jay, maraming salamat, no? And of course, another thing we... But of course, you know, Mahamid Bai, we're also very thankful for all the support that we've gotten from you guys, for all the sweet messages that we receive every now and then, and also though, again, those mga tag messages that you, there, those, all of those are very much appreciated, no? Kahit yung iba sa inyo, minumura kami kasi pinapatawa na namin kayo in the most random places, no? And at the same time, we also like to take this chance, no? Of course, by the time this episode is released, tapos na. Pero this, today's episode is also very special because today, December 5, is Natalie's, ano, si Mrs. Natalie Graywall's birthday. December 13 pala. Mrs. Natalie Graywall's birthday.
Happy birthday! Oh.
Happy birthday! Tulog pa siya right now.
Hindi ko na nakalimutan yung birthday mo. Mamaya sumama na naman daw. Char!
Kakat ko na lang.
Cut mo na lang na iba yung nasabi kong date. Ayan, mga kapitbahay. So, yung greet niya na si Natalie. Whether on time or delayed yung birthday greeting niya sa kanya, I'm pretty sure she will appreciate it. No? So today's episode, no, is going to be something very mellow, no, para naman ano, let's ease yung pagbalik natin into the mic kasi medyo yun nga eh, medyo stressed tayo this week, no, so maybe something mellow and heartwarming and wholesome tayo for this week, just time for the holidays para naman sabihin niyo na may ano naman pala, may silbi naman pala yung pag-aawal nila, nagkakaroon sila ng dagal pagbalik. Yeah, actually today's episode was already mentioned by Athena during our last episode, no, or at least the topic for this episode, na, which got me to thinking. This is also something na lagi ko nakikita sa TikTok lately, no? Yes, nagti-TikTok na ako, pero hindi ako nagpo-post. Anyway, today we're going to talk about healing our inner child, no? In the many ways that we've, whether consciously or not, we've done our part or we were building the pathway towards healing our inner child. So what is our inner child nga ba? So ito mga kapitbahay, according to Google, no, according to Dr. Tiffany True. So an inner child work is also referred to as an inner child healing, or it is a way to address our needs that haven't been met as children and heal the attachment that we've developed. Sabi ni Dr. True, we all have a younger part of ourselves that was never quite loved the right way or the way we needed as a child. Dr. Trish Phillips pala, no? Sabi ni Dr. Trish Phillips. Yan. So for today, no, pag ang interesting ng topic, no, I think that's one of the good things I like about this generation is they're very, yung the dialogues they're opening up towards building self-care. Because I think these are things that are very foreign to, I wouldn't say too foreign, no, but you know, there were already signs of it that something was coming on the horizon, but it was never quite as distinct and popular as this, no? You know, healing your inner child. I'm pretty sure I've heard of it once in, you know, while watching other documentaries or TV series, but I think this is the first time I've heard of it put in this context, no? Where it becomes an active activity for a lot of people talking about it casually, and so okay, sige, pag-usapan natin yun, no? Healing your inner child. Okay. Siguro mag-start tayo with something simple, no? Describe your childhood for us, no? Athena, sorry. Sino gusto magsimula sa inyo?
Parang ang hirap naman nung describe your childhood.
Mga general thoughts or ideas.
Sige, so, ako na nga. Alam mo, yung childhood ko, like yung bata talaga, before high school, ganun. Most of the time...
Sige, isama natin yung high school, no?
Sige. Yung before high school ko kasi, hindi ko kasama yung parents ko most of the time. Kasi anong tawag dito? Pinapaaral ako ng mga tito-tita ko noon. Nakasama ko lang sila yata yung pa-high school na ako eh. Tama ba? Hindi, basta nung... Ang naalala ko lang, buong childhood ko... Pag sila yung kasama ko, masaya. Kasi kahit hindi, wala kaming kahit ano, naalala ko noon, parang
this
they make up for
when you were still in Japan ba? When you were
hindi, nandito
Japan.
Na sa Pinas noon. My parents made up for it by introducing us sa arts.
Yeah,
arts and crafts and all the other arts. High school ko, kasi iniisip ko kung ano yung kailangan kong i-heal sa inner child ko. Parang feeling ko, ang tagal na niya, ni-let go ko na. So, di ko na siya masyadong iniisip. Kasi, I have always been the person who follows her heart. So, even when I was very, very young, susundin ko kung ano yung nararamdaman ko. Kung ano yung sinasabi ng puso ko. So, kung maisip ko na balikan yung mga nakaraan para i-heal yung sarili ko, siguro nagawa ko na by letting it go. Kasi nag-focus ako dun sa ano ba yung magandang naidulot ng lahat ng yun sa akin.
So, yeah, that's a very valid answer din naman in terms of this, no? But maybe siguro din, and of course, baka rin may ma-pick up ka sa pagkukwento namin ni Athena, no? Sige, let's move on muna kay Athena. Ikaw, Athena, how about you? If you're going to, if you're going to put your childhood in, you know, discuss your childhood briefly, how would you summarize it?
Okay naman. Check it.
Yun lang yung ambag. Yung kausap today, ha?
Hindi, siguro nung, when I was a child, basta nung, when I was still studying, very young, I am a performer na talaga. But, I performed in competitions. Alam mo yun? Like, I didn't do it for fun. Yung mga ganun. So, it was training after training. So, I didn't really like academics. I really don't like academics because I'm more into extracurricular activities. Ever since I was a child. No, may video nga ako na parang toddler pa lang ako. Tapos nagpa-perform sa stage, parang foundation day si kuya.
Yes.
Tapos umakyat ako sa stage as a toddler, ha. Hindi pa ako nag-aaral sa school yun. Tapos sinasabayan ko yung sayaw nila. So that's how you know na mag-perform tong babaeng to. But, as with a lot of things, when you do it as a job, hindi na siya fun, Because what used to be fun isn't no longer fun because medyo, lalo na before, the training techniques are very toxic, di ba? So, I think my childhood revolved around that and I also didn't have my dad here, so that's a plus. But all in all, I think I've had a very fun childhood, although I'm not really privileged at that time. We only had enough. I think yun yung pinaka big jump from where I am now. So, ayun, I'm not that, parang nasa middle class kami, pero medyo close into poverty nung bata ako.
May napulot ako dun sa sinabi ni Athena. Tingin ko kasi buong childhood ko, pinalaki ako sa tough love, hindi lang sa school, hindi lang sa bahay, alam mo yun. So, I never really knew that tenderness can also be an effective way of growth.
Alam mo, from what I watch sa TikTok, yung the way we respond to, or the way we build extra personal relationships is also affected by the way our inner child has been built or not, or has been brought up. So I think it's very interesting, the concept of the inner child. It really boils down into really unpacking a lot of your childhood traumas, or even not just traumas, no, but also all those small things that kind of affected fundamentally the way you thought or shaped the way you saw the world, no. And it's very interesting as I dive deep into the rabbit hole that was in TikTok, no. Naano ko doon na yung kanina 10 o'clock lang, tapos siya 3 a.m. na. Ganun rabbit hole ako sa TikTok, kakapanood ng mga ganun. And it starts from something very mundane, no? From, buying the toys that they weren't able to afford that everybody had when they were younger, into actually building the relationships that they wanted, the type of relationships based on the love that they weren't able to have, or the needs that they weren't able to get when they were younger. So it's very interesting. Maybe that's something that we can think about as we go along the discussion. Okay. In those times, Athena, were there times, aside from the financial situation, were there times you felt things were lacking? Hindi naman bad, but you felt that it could be improved in retrospect. Or you felt like affected the way you handled yourself as you got older?
Well, in terms of love, I think na supply naman sa akin yun ng mom ko, even if, kulang yung family, ganun. Like, it never really affected me that my dad is not there. So, I don't think it had an impact to me growing up. But right now, parang it did pala. Kasi, siguro mamaya ako nalang explain dun sa healing my inner child part na. Because that's also part of the healing that I went through recently. But I think yung lacking lang talaga is yung mga opportunities that were offered to, you know, other children na, oh, why can't I do that? Parang gusto ko siya gawin din. Pero, you know,
bakit
I never...
adventurous char?
Baka kaya ako, ano, ang dami ko tinatry sa mga buhay-buhay ko.
Yes, girl lang ng yes, girl.
Kasi parang, ay, parang nakulangan ako ng opportunity nung bata ako. Baka ito, lahat opportunity na.
You never know, but I know I'm not the expert on this. You know?
Tama.
I guess it's just a good way to start off, you know, the conversation.
Mm-mm.
In any case, okay. I think of my case naman, I think I've been very vocal, no, the way I was brought up in Catasters. It was very cerebral and very laconic. When you say laconic, it's, you know, it's very not verbal, no? The way words of affirmation, they were not thrown about, they were not thrown about very easily, no? Parang if I get a high score, it's not a good job. Parang that's only expected of you because, you know, things are provided for you. You know, but it's not a case of, you know, I resent them for that. I'm ridiculously, or I think I'm impossibly thankful for my parents for the opportunities they were able to give, given the resources that we had. So we were never lacking, but at the same time, we didn't have perfect, we didn't have all the access to what I could have made for myself, especially since we lived in a far off province. No? Well, not as far off as other people, but, you know, just as the same opportunities in order to cultivate yung mga, you know, whatever talents I could have developed, they were not there. No? And, but on the upside, though, I think what they lack on, and I realized this recently, nagana kami nung nag-outing kami ng company namin. I was with friends, I was with my workmates, and, you know, we were going to the beach and everyone was, they were taking off, yeah, and nagsiswimsuit na, and then yung mga iba naka-shirt pa rin and stuff like that. And they were talking about na, hindi kasi ako comfortable na, you know, it's not just the girls, even the guys, na parang hindi kasi ako comfortable because I have stretch marks, I find this body part weird, you know. That's when how I realized that, you know what, I think what my parents did, what my parents made up for not giving me compliments or for not affirming me when I was a child, they made up for not, you know, criticizing my body. Na I never had that dilemma because even the guys, then not as terrible as the girls, no, but sometimes even guys are being, young boys are being, what do you call this, castigated by their parents for not fitting in, you know, a very masculine ideal. I think from early on, my parents already accepted na, okay, hindi siya magiging Bruce ko, hindi siya magiging mama, yung pangatwa niya, and that's not, that is okay. But on the, also on the upside, no, I also realized na this is not the way I dealt largely with people and the way I deal with, you know, opportunities and stuff like that. They're also affected by the way I was raised, no? And in the same vein that Athena was talking about earlier, when I was younger, or, you know, on a regular days, I never would have thought na I wouldn't have given those reactions any second thought. And then realized na perhaps me, and then realized only later on, or in retrospect, that, you know, that is affected by the way how I was brought up, you know. So I had a very good childhood nonetheless. It wasn't perfect, but I think it's far from bad, very far from bad, you know. Okay. So now let's talk about how we started, you know, whether consciously or not, now that we're aware of the term of the inner child, you know, healing your inner child, what are the things that we were able, you're able to do? You know, it can be something, you know, it can be something simple, or it can be something that, you know, you only realize now as we were talking about, you know, as we were starting this discussion. Anyone want to start?
Alam mo, Yudes, nung ano kasi, nung bata ako, wala akong nakukuhang affection masyado. Or compliments or anything. Tough love talaga. Tapos I grew up na yearning for it. May mga times na nag-i-imagine lang ako sa isip ko na sana tender yung mom ko sa akin, ganun. I think I made up for it by being that person. Na ako yung magbibigay ng tenderness and affection sa ibang tao. But sometimes, things get off hand. Alam to ng ibang friends ko na tough love din ako sa kanila, especially nung younger years ko. Pero na-realize ko na as I grow older, mas nagiging affectionate and tender ako. Because that's what I really want to receive.
You know, I used to think that I was the tough love kind of person. And for the longest time, I believed that.
Ang hirap kasi even nung college, tough love. Sasali ka sa org, tough love. Magpo-prod ka, tough love. Tough love lahat. Tapos, I was that age na hindi ko rin kaya mag-handle ng maayos ng relationship. So everything is tough love. Tapos habang tumatanda ako, parang nararamdaman ko lang na, you know what, that tenderness that you want to give to other people, you want to receive from other people, ikaw na yung magbigay. Tapos naalala ko nun parang yung environment ko kasi parang ang OA naman yan pag ganun. Or parang ang drama naman. Di naman kailangan sabihin, di naman kailangan ipakita, ganun. Pero as I grow older, yun talaga yung hinahanap ko na, ewan ko, nagkaroon ako ng, parang I have come to terms with myself na yung environment ko, yung parents ko, yung family ko, hindi sila that aware eh. And they really don't know how to express it. Ang kaya lang, alam mo yun, hindi lahat ng tao simulat ng akala natin. At hindi natin sila mapipilit mamuha.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I think that has to be an internal thing.
Yun nga, very, as in lahat ng nararanasan ko nun, very internal din na hanggang sa pagtanda ko, naisip ko na, alam mo, hindi ko sila masisisi eh, kundi nila mabigay yung gusto ko. Hindi talaga. So, I created the world for myself na kung saan okay lang magpakita ng emosyon. Okay lang maging tender, okay lang maging affectionate, and ayokong kung may gagawin ako para sa inner child ko. Gusto ko kasing malaman niya na ano eh, kasing effective ng tough love ang tenderness. Ganon din siya ka-effective kasi lumaki ako na alam mo kung hindi mo pinaghirapan, kung hindi tough love, hindi mo mai-instill sa'yo yung values na kailangan mong matutunan eh. Na it's the most effective way for you to learn.
Or it's the only way for you to learn.
Yes, pero hindi. It's just as effective if you treat the person with love. So, ayun.
How's about you, Athena?
Healing my inner child, right? Katulad nga nung nabanggit ko kanina, I never had the same opportunities that I have right now when I was a child. So, I guess that's one way of healing my own child. Because I now have the capacity to create opportunities for myself. So, now, kaya ko nang, parang nahi-heal ko yung inner child ko by providing those opportunities to myself. Like, for example, I wanted to do ballet when I was a child. May ganong program sa school namin or whatever, parang ballet class. Because my parents couldn't afford it, they signed me up for the tula. Yeah, I competed for dulaan. I mean tula sa divisionals. So that's every year, and I remember I was trained before, and dati grabe sobrang gruesome ng training, as in dun sa gate pinapasigaw nila ako. That's why I have a very loud voice until now, because I never knew how to control my voice because when I was a child, they made my voice super loud kasi there's no mics for tula. So I have to go to the gate of the school and then they will go to the rooftop and then they have to hear me. If they didn't hear me, I have to do it all over again, over and over and over again. Until lumakas yung boses ko. That's why I hate performing na alam mo yun, that's why I quit singing, that's why I quit anything related to voice because that really affected, you know, my development. So I never knew performing could be fun until college. So ayun, I think that's also healing my inner child na to release any
hang-ups.
Pressure, yung pressure sa sarili ko while doing the things that I love, which is, you know, performing. And also, I think, diba, I said like, my mother has been like, may issue kami before. Like, I think the reason why hindi ako naapektuhan ng pag-alis ng tatay ko sa bansa and like matagal siya nawala, 15 years or almost half of my life, wala siya dito. So like...
More than half of your
more
life.
More than half of my life. So like...
Nag-matsibaling, char.
So like, ako kasi parang mas hinahanap ko yung acceptance from my mother. And then, nung nagkausap kami, I think that was last year... I think I talked about it briefly sa Huda when that was still happening. Nung nagkausap
ito
kami,
yung tumawag
it's the big fight. Niya. It's the big fight, yeah. And then we had the conversation after. And then we understand now we're in a very great place wherein we understand each other as persons, not as mother and daughter. Kasi there is an ownership to that eh. Like when I was a child, like, I felt like I was being owned by someone. And yun yung pinaka-ayoko na... Because I'm a very free-spirited person. So if I really, really want to do something, like, gagawin ko siya whether or not I'm gonna get in trouble. So now, hinahayaan ako ng nanay ko. Siguro, I think, because ang hiningi ko lang sa kanya is respect nun. And nakikita niya ngayon how much respect given to a person can change kung ano yung ginagawa ko. Like, for example, yung sa relationship ko ngayon. Like, nire-respeto niya kung ano yung relationship ko ngayon and our own privacy and kung ano may ginagawa namin and tinatrust niya kung ano man yung ginagawa ko. And now, you have a very good relationship. Like, tumatakbo ko sa kanya kapag may problema ko or something. Like, kasi before, I felt very alone. And I think that's the biggest healing I've had as a child. Because I've always felt alone when I was a child. Like, feeling ko unsafe ako sa bahay because, like, wala akong mapagsabihan. Kasi pag nagsabi ako and nagkaroon ako ng feelings and stuff, bawal. And now na I'm older and I think natuto din sa akin yung nanay ko. Kasi syempre pinaglaban ko talaga yung sarili ko because, you know, I'm matapang and whatever. So, ano. And I also understand na binigay naman ng lahat ng parents ko yung in their capacity at that time. And so I understand that as well. Sinabi ko din sa kanya yan. So, ayun. I think yung mga dance classes ngayon and also like providing yung mga financial, like for example, na I get to travel more with my own money. I think that's also healing my inner child. I have like lines of beach trips next year because this year onti lang eh. So next year is a big traveling year for me. So I'm excited about that. My inner child is excited about that. And also a Barbie doll house. I think I can provide that now for myself. And I think
is this a specific Barbie dollhouse?
There is a very specific dollhouse. Yung ano, yung three-story dollhouse, tas yung may kotse si Barbie.
Ano ba yung ano? Yung na ganyan.
Yung kay ano, yung kay Monica, yung dollhouse ni Monica sa Friends. Parang ganun kalaki, pero much more pastel-y. More Barbie. So, ayun. And then, what I cannot give to my younger self, I give to the younger generation na like mga friends. Like, kunyari, anak ng friend ko, binibigyan ko ng mga laruan, ganun and stuff. Like, sinasamahan ko sa Woof, ganun. Worlds of Fun yun, Woof. Yes. Ganun. And I think that's great because now, and I think it's also great that we're having conversations like this kasi, you know, when I was a little, I was still a child, we never had the parang avenue to talk about healing something. And I think that could have helped a lot of kids, diba, before.
I think it would have helped me when if I was younger, if I was hearing something like this. No? Sometimes it's one of the biggest help, the biggest advice that you can ever receive is just to have your, is to just have your struggles articulated sayo in such a way, in the way that you needed it.
Mm-mm.
Actually, I think, you know, the, what you brought up, I realized, if anything, that's the biggest healing that I need to do in relation to my childhood. I think, very much like you, I have a very complicated relationship with my mother, for better or worse. No, I'm not going to go into the details, but the thing is that, you know, I'm estranged with my biological mom, no? Maybe estranged is not the perfect word for it. More like very distant ako sa biological mom ko. Mm. In the sense na, you know, I think what she tried, no? And the thing about it is, I understand where she was coming from. I understood where she was coming from, why she did what she had to do, and all the choices that she had to do after then. I recognized that she had ambitions, and, you know, being that I was born the way I was, no? And at the time when those things are still not very tolerated, a lot of her ambitions were dashed when I was born. And to me, you know, I have no qualms about that, no? It's just the way the cookie crumbled. But when I was younger, it never really bothered me that that fact that, you know, I was away from my biological mom. Like I said, I was very much loved by my parents, so by my parents who raised me. But I always thought that I was a, you know, despite the struggles, I was always, what's the word? It was never taken against me. Alam mo yan, yung that I was born until, you know, some good years ago, I had a very bad fight and some words were said. And I think that fundamentally changed the way I saw our relationship as parents, as, you know, as family. I think that's a better term, you know, as family. Yeah. After, you know, it never was quite the same again. And over the years, I saw how she tried to make it tough for me, but it always came in the wrong way, or it always rubbed me the wrong way for some reason or another. Because I think the problem was both of us are too alike. Sabi nga nila, napakita ko na sa inyo yung picture ng biological mom ko, pero literally para kami pinagbiyak na, ano?
Talaga?
Nabuko. Na parang gawin mo lang babae ako, siya na yun. Gawin mo siyang lalaki. Fest ko na yun. And I think even sa temperament, very close kami. Like, I remember yung best friend ko si Arvin, no? He's also a listener, by the way. Hi, Arvin. I remember, because my biological mom works sa town namin. That was the thing, no? I didn't mind that she was away for most of my childhood because I knew she was trying to build a life for her. But then, you know, when I moved to college, so I thought magkakasama na kami sa Manila. And then it turns out when I was moving to college, she was coming back to Zambales. So parang ako, naging reading ko doon was, she was running away from me. Ano mo yan? Na parang, well, for my whole life, we've been away. And now, finally, we get to be together in one space. No? Suddenly, boom, babalik ka ng Zambales. Kung kailan ako graduate. So that was how I read it back then. And then that big fight happened. And after that, our relationship never quite recovered. I try. I know in my heart of hearts, I would want to restore the relationship or build something out of it, but it never quite got there. Because maybe we're too alike. We're too cerebral. Sabi nga ni Arvin, alam mo, parang mula sa lakad, sa pananalita, the way na umupo yung mukha ninyo sa ulo ninyo, parehong-pareho kayo. Lamang lang siya, mas marunong siya magsayaw. Ang lamang niya sa'yo, marunong siyang sumayaw. Yun yung sabi niya. Pero everything else, you're the same. You're basically the same person. And I think, no, you, the way you were talking, having that conversation with your mom, that cathartic conversation with your mom, I think that's a conversation I've yet to still have with my biological mom. And I think yung acceptance mo sa ari dun sa mga, you know, with the things that happened before, I think that is still a point I've yet to reach. No, my only wish is I'll be able to, you know, do that before something happens. Because I've seen how my tito and tita lamented and wailed nung namakatay nanay nila. And I don't want that for me. I don't want that to happen for me, especially with the salvageable, no? And it's only pride that's getting in our way. I don't know, but the tragic thing about this, I recognize it. I think that's the most damning part of it in towards that discussion. Is I recognize what we need to do in order to fix the relationship. But every step of the way, something always comes up that becomes a barrier or a secondary or another set of sama ng loob na mag-accumulate na naman for the both of us. But that's on the serious note, no? But I think on something lighter, I think what I made up, no? Since, like I said, I grew up again, if you follow niyo kami sa Instagram or ako follow niyo ako sa Instagram or Twitter, recently nagpakulay ako ng buhok. And it was only kanina nung I was preparing for this koda, is iniisip ko, ano may naging impulse ko? Bakit ako nagpakulay ng buhok? I can't say na stress na ako kasi, my God, and I've been stressed more times than before than ngayon sa work. But why this particular juncture of my life? And then it turns out, I realized na, you know, most of my coworkers kasi ngayon are Gen Zs, no? And Gen Zs din naman kadalasan nakaka-work sa theater, but because it's work, you know, it's corporate work, you kind of get the kind of bonding that you kind of don't get from theater, no? I don't know how to explain it. Of course, fundamental din naman yung nagiging interaction mo sa theater, but it's just different sa corporate, no? And then I think, you know, talking to them day in, day out, and nakikita ko lang na kung gaano sila kawalang pake sa, ano, sa, for better or worse, kung gaano sila kawalang pake to just try things out. And I think that's one of the things that I realized that I needed to get over with, to get over as a, now that I'm older, is the fear to try out new stuff. I think, Athena, alam mo yan, sorry. I don't know kung sorry ko nakita mo na siya, but I'm a very comfort. Hindi ako scared sa change. I'm just very resistant to it. Ganun din yun eh. Pero once na nakabuild ako ng habit, I stick to it. Yung mga kinakainan ko, it's always the same. Yung mga tinatampen ko, it's always the same. I'm a creature of habit, for better or worse, no? And every now and then, you know, the few days na, no, na nakasama ko yung mga bagets, no? Yung mga co-workers ko. They're not really bagets. Mas bata, mas matanda lang. Nagkataon mas matanda lang ako.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I kind of wanted to start adapting at least that attitude, no? To just try out stuff. My boss, to his credit, nung nagbatangas kami, pinilit niya ako mag-kayaking. Putangina.
Oh my God!
Sabi niya,
I cannot imagine you kayaking.
Oh my God. Sabi, kasi tapos na yung day work noon, so mga 4 p.m. Hindi pa naman tapos, pero yung ati sa amin, yung mountain of ano, natawid na namin. Tapos sabi niya, tapos mo na ba? Natawagan mo na yung kliyente. Sabi niya, yeah. Oh, may bagong utos sa'yo. Samahan mo ko mag-kayaking.
It's so cute. And to know who's your boss too, it's so cute.
Parang may samahan mo mag-kayaking. Parang may bago kang experience. Sabi ko, ah, may kundi ako marunong lumango eh. Eh, para saan pa may life vest? Nakakaloka ka. Mag-kayaking ka. Sagot ko na. Masinila niya ako. Again, yung tubig kasi dun sa Batangas. I mean, maganda yung resort. Pero kasi yung tubig dun sa Batangas, blue siya.
Oh, wait, di ba may fear of ano ka pa, di ba? Deep waters, right?
Oo, tas ang gusto niya pang sakyan ko yung boat
yung
na
clear?
Ano.
Yung clear? We have to immortalize that.
Inasakay niya ako dun sa kayak. Tapos, oh my God. Tapos ang akala ko magkasama kami sa isang boat. Tapos sabi niya, oh, pwede naman pala pang isahan lang. Oh, diyan ka na sa kabilang boat, mag-isa mo.
Oh my God, I can feel your stress, kuya.
So, tapos pinag ano, girl, unang tapak ko pa lang, nalalaglag na ako. Sabi, tapos hindi umaabante yung ano ko, yung boat ko. Tapos to the point na sabi nung nag-aano, babantay sa sir, tulak ko na lang yung boat mo para makaagos ka na. Tapos sabi niya, sige, kaya mo yan. Ano ka lang, paddle ka lang, ganyan-ganyan. Girl, nag-paddle ako. Tapos at one point, umalon. Actually, hindi nga siya umalon eh. Umungos lang yung tubig. Tapos nagpa-forward ako. Tapos in my head, pinaplano ko na what if maano ako, papunta ako sa malayo. Ano yung mga pwede kong kainin dito? Hindi leather yung shoes ko. Ready pa akong inumin yung ihi ko. Pwede naman kasi nagtutulog ako lately. Ganun siya kalala. Tapos
it's the literal overthinking for me.
Tapos nung ano na, parang sabi ko, fuck na pupunta na, nalalayo na ako. Kailangan ko, alam mo yung inisip ko, tatakbo ba ako? So inisip ko na mag-dive nun. Kasi tangin na ba, sino magbabayad itong boat? Ganun yung thinking process ko nun. Tapos at one point, nakuha ko yung drive, yung rhythm para makapagpunta, alam mo yun, mamaneuver yung boat pabalik ng shore. Bumalik ako kaagad ng shore. I'm telling you, 5 minutes lang yun. Pero parang napili ko 30 minutes. Isang 30 minutes, isang oras ako nag-ano. Tapos na, binidiyuhan yun. Binidiyuhan nila yun.
Oh my God, ako patuwa yung 5 minutes ka lang. Tapos ang daming nangyari sa utak mo.
Tapos sabi ko, ano, parang sabi.
You can't get anywhere far in 5 minutes even.
That's the thing. Tapos parang sabi ko, hindi ko kaya ang Gen Z lang. Hindi ko siya kaya. Sabi ko, okay na yun. Na-excite na ako. Sabi ko, that excitement will last me throughout until February next year.
Enough na yun. Sobrang cute.
Tapos para hindi masaya yung binayad dun sa boat, yung isa kong office mate na medyo thrill seeker siya. Siya na yung nag-ano kasi natapos na rin yung work niya. Pero after, grabe yung nag-ano, yung 20 minutes ako nag-decompress bago ako nakagalaw ulit. Hindi ko alam kung healing my inner child din ba. Pero I think that's what I'm trying to do, no? Parang healing my inner child. Because, grabe ang haba nung part ko, no? I didn't expect this. Pero, that was the thing that was always been told sa akin, even when I was younger. Parang ako matandang mama, batang matanda. Sabi nga ni Toto, di ba? Parang siya may jowa na 40-year-old. Based sa habits ko sa bahay. And stuff like that. So I think right now, I'm trying to live out yung ano yun. You know, I'm still young. I'm only 28. I'm 28, yeah. I'm only 28 and I can still push through.
Yeah, that's why it's so fascinating to hear you say kayaking. Because like, it's so different. Kasi I would like, imagine you kapag nasa beach trip ka, nasa shore ka lang, babasa ka ng libro or something, or readings or whatever. Whatever you want. Sa Kindle mo or whatever. Ganun. But I never expected you to like try different things.
Yeah. So that was a big thing, I guess, for me. Sabi ko sa boss ko, okay na yun, overtime ko na. The more big things, maybe next time. No? Pero for now, yung kayaking na yun. Okay na ako for no, until February. February na ako rin makakaramdam na mag-try ng bagong utang na. Pero yun. But I think, no, this conversation unexpectedly brought up things that we never really thought. I came to this because I expected it will just be something light and easy. But like, again, guys, you know, just for context, no, you're healing your inner child. If that is something that you're interested in, I think that's best guided by a professional, no, because especially if you're really trying, if you're really dealing with heavy stuff from your childhood, it's best to have it, you know, facilitated by a professional. But if, you know, if it's something small, I wouldn't know how to quantify small, no. But you know, if it's something that you think it's manageable on your own, you know, like buying the things that you weren't able to buy when you were a kid, or trying to experience stuff that you missed out as a child, I say go for it. No, I think again, that's the wonderful thing about this generation right now is their access to language, and at the same time, and their access to knowledge and concepts that would otherwise have been unthinkable, or not unthinkable, that would have been far-fetched during our generation. I think asari, di ba yung ano, yung sinabi mo kanina, yung the way we deal with things is affected largely by how we were taught growing up. You know, the way we wielded power, the way we manage our relationships. I think it's very, before it's very one note, no? Na parang ganito lang dapat ang relationships or ganito lang dapat pag, pag magiging senior ka or whatever. And now we're growing up and we see other people have broke their own cycle, no? And have, are trying out new stuff in ways that, you know, that was very different from the way we were raised growing up. From parenting, like seeing that, diba? The way she's raising her child right now. My God. And all our other friends who are raising kids right now, I'm very hopeful that, you know, they'll be able to raise a kinder generation.
Sana. Alam mo, yun din yung pangarap ko.
I remember this very good quote. I think it's better to raise stronger children than to repair broken men.
Ah, totoo naman.
Yeah. So, and, you know, I think that we as a generation, or even the generation before us, you know, are trying to do that, or been trying our best to do exactly that, to repair parts of ourselves we felt that, you know, unusable or were unlovable as during our childhood, or we felt impossible as a child. Now we see opportunities in which we can reinvigorate those memories, we can reinvigorate those experiences. And I hope for all of those who are also on their own journey, whether healing your inner child or any other struggle that you're going through right now, I hope you'll be able to, you know, find the answer towards that. Ayan. Mm-hmm. Ayan, mga kapitbahay. Wholesome-wholesome muna tayo today, no? Hindi mo namin nagkalat. Para naman, ma-ease in natin ang pagbalik-balik natin. And at the same time, para din. Huwag kayo magalala, babalik kami next week naman yan na may daladalang kalat. Kasi may mga kalat na nangyayari din lately.
My God, Christmas na next week. Tapos magkakalat tayo. My God, let's blame it on the mistletoe.
As if you need the mistletoe, Athena.
Let's just blame Kodazers.
Oo, feeling ko nga, yung mga caricature na nangyayari sa buhay ko lately is para, yun yung life, that's life's way of telling me na, huy, nahubusan ka na ng material sa Kodazers. Ito. Gags yan. Anyway, saka ko na yung ikakwento, yung mga kamalasan ko lately. Sige, sige. Pero yun, mga kapit-bahay, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode, no? Again, gaya nga sinabi ko kanina, the journey to healing your inner child, if especially if it's going to be heavy, that is better facilitated with a professional to help you. As always, with anything that's related to mental health, that is better facilitated with a professional. Now, we barely scratched the surface of, you know, of what it means to start healing your inner child. There are a lot of activities, there are a lot of articles online you can read on it, and, you know, hopefully maybe that is something that you can bring up or whatever. Or if it's, you know, if it's something that you feel like that's going to work for you, no? For now, it's a working concept for us. Let's see how it goes. And just tread carefully, no? About it, no? And again, gusto namin pasalamatan ng Podcast Network Asia. Maraming salamat PNA for continuing to support us through good, through the bad. Maraming salamat. Also, we'd like to give a shout out to our co-affiliates. No, they're also dishing out good content. Just give them a listen if you want to, and if you want to, just visit Podcast Network Asia's website. And again, we've also like to give a shout out again to Jay for those wonderful, wonderful gift cards from Starbucks. No, don't worry. One of these days, magagamit ko na rin yan. And also, shout out kay Mami Ina sa ngayon ay busy sa pag-aalaga sa kanilang little bundle of Miracle Dudong. And a happy birthday to Mrs. Natalie Graywald, no? Bakla na miss ka naman. Okay? Yun lang. Anything else? Did I miss anything else?
Wala naman.
Okay.
Wala naman.
Ah, sige. Again, maraming salamat mga kapitbahay. This is Yudes.
This is Sari.
And Athena here.
Y'all just listen to...
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.